Assalamu alaikum, I am Likon from USA. What kind of believers are referred to in Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 110? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 110, says, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of people evolved for mankind. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Because you enjoin what is right and you forbid what is wrong and you believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving Muslims an honor by calling us khayra ummah, that is the best of people, because we should enjoin what is right and we should forbid what is wrong. And whenever there is honor, it is always followed up with responsibility. There is no honor without responsibility. For example, in a school, a principal has got more honor than teacher. A teacher has got more honor than a clerk. Similarly, a principal has got more responsibility than a teacher. A teacher has got more responsibility than a clerk. There is no honor without responsibility. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's giving us an honor by calling us khayra ummah, that is the best of people, don't you think we have a responsibility? What is our responsibility? We should convey the message of Islam to the non-Muslims, to those who are unaware of it. Stop them from doing shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the entire Muslim ummah. That is the duty of every Muslim to convey the message of Islam to the non-Muslims. It is the duty of every Muslim to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. And if we do not enjoin what is right, and if we do not forbid what is wrong, we aren't fit to be called as khayra ummah. We aren't fit to be called as Muslims. So if a person does not do da'wah, does not enjoin what is right, does not forbid what is wrong, so he is just a namesake Muslim or a pseudo-Muslim. But we should see to it that we practice the religion of Islam. And today we see non-Muslims, they are committing shirk. Many of the non-Muslims, they worship idols. The Christian brothers, they say that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is Almighty God. We need to convey the message of Islam to these people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 64, قُلْ يَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ Say, O people of the book, تَعَالَوْ إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ Come to common terms as between us and you. Which is the first term, أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ That we worship none but one Almighty God. وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا That we associate no partners with Him. So when we are talking to the non-Muslims, for example, to our Hindu brothers or to our Christian brothers, we should talk about the commonalities between Islam and Hinduism, between Islam and Christianity. And if you read the Hindu scriptures, it talks about the oneness of Almighty God. It says that we should not make an image of Almighty God. Idol worship, it is prohibited. Several places in the Hindu scriptures, the same teachings are mentioned in the Bible, that you have to worship only one God who has got no images. And Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he is not God, neither is the Son of God, but rather he's a messenger of Almighty God. And I have given a talk on concept of God in major world religions. And you can refer to this talk. So it is the duty of every Muslim to convey the message of Islam to the non-Muslims. And every Muslim knows that we need to worship one God alone, that there is only one God, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least tell that to the non-Muslims. If they ask you for proof, you come back home and search for the evidence. As I said, I've given a talk on concept of God in major world religions, which talks about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have to worship only one God in the Christian scripture. So you can mention it to them. All of us Muslims know that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last and final messenger. At least tell this to the non-Muslims. If they ask for proof, you can come back home and do your homework. I have given a talk on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the various world religious scriptures. You can refer to this lecture. So therefore, we should see to that we do da'wah. A person should not wait till he becomes a big sheikh like Sheikh Ahmad Dida, then he will start doing da'wah. That time will never come. Whatever information you have about Islam, as long as the information is correct, you should convey it to the non-Muslims, to those who are unaware of it. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He make us ambassadors of peace, and may we be torchbearers of the world, and may we have the ability to convey the message of Islam to the non-Muslims. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He keep us always on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the straight path, and may He grant victory to us and to the Palestinian brothers and sisters, and may we inshallah have the honor of offering salah in Masjid al-Aqsa, which is the third holiest masjid in Islam. So we should always do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never be overconfident. regarding us being Muslims. And we should constantly ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.